Dreamscape presents Shades of Dune by Carrie Corp and Lori Langdon, narrated by Kate Marson, Molly Elston, and Sean Grindel. Chapter 1. Veronica. Cheating death tends to make you live with your whole heart, to take risks and enjoy each moment, no matter how gritty. I reminded myself of this as all of Dune stood in hushed anticipation of a potential bloodbath, one involving the boy I loved. A resounding boom split the silence, and a line of drummers emerged from the arched opening at the east end of the arena. Their leader in full Highland regalia, including a headdress over a foot tall, marched into the stadium while brandishing a bronze staff. The drum beats quickened, echoing in time with my heart as they ushered in flag bearers waving standards from every Dune citizen's nation of origin. Italy, Africa, China, America, India, Australia. The flags kept coming, their kaleidoscope of colors snapping in the breeze. Everyone in the stadium rose to their feet, and the realization washed over me that this was my kingdom, the beautifully diverse land I was so very privileged to lead. Sensing my flood of emotion, my best friend, Kenna, wrapped her arm around my shoulders, and we leaned our heads together as the procession filed into rows and then continued to march in place. The Grand Marshal twirled his staff and threw it high into the air. The second he caught it, the drums cut off. Several dozen bagpipers, dressed in traditional kilts, high socks, and matching black tams, streamed in from both sides of the stadium. Their music wove its spell around me, and when the drums joined in, the effect was breathtaking. This dramatic ceremony ushered in the final day of the festival.